I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
"Halt!" yelled the guard. Dennis Group was now standing on the other side of the gate. The guard laughed and said, "Ha ha ha. So, you guys want to see the girls' room, eh? You guys are so lucky." "Which girls' room?" The guard laughed again. He pointed towards a door in the back of the room. "Go through that door. The girls' room is that way." "Oh." The open-minded group of fools walked into the girls' room, but they only saw a bathroom. Dennis Group was stunned. "What the fuck is this guy talking about?" "I don't know. I've never heard of a girls' room before. I've never heard of a place like this either. This place is really strange. What's behind this door? What's on the other side of this door? What's in the bathroom? What? 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 I have no idea what's going on. It's like watching a horror movie." All of the men were in awe, but they couldn't help feeling, "This is crazy. This is totally crazy. I can't believe this isn't a joke. If this guy wasn't joking, then we would have to ask him for his name." Dennis Group walked back into the room and the man said, "What are you guys doing so far from home? You're all so young and handsome." Dennis Group looked at each other in shock once again. The guard laughed and told them to go ahead through the door behind him. Dennis Group didn't get an answer at first, but after they walked through, there wasn't anything there except some metal beds and a bathroom with mirrors on all four walls, as well as a shower that was bigger than their living room back home. They could see their own reflection everywhere. Dennis also felt like he was watching himself through one of those mirrors from Terminator 2. He sensed something behind him when he heard his friends whisper, "Hey, look back." He turned around just in time to see several girls running towards him on all fours. Some were naked while others wore only panties or small skirts over their bottom halves. They were all screaming, "Ahargarga! Aya!" Their screams echoed throughout the bathroom while splashing water onto Dennis' face with streams of water shooting out of pipes above them. Then someone grabbed Dennis' head by his hair and slammed it down onto one of those metal beds. The bed jolted slightly as someone else fell onto it from above. Then another person jumped down from above since Dennis had fallen face first into the mattress below him. His vision blurred immediately after that because everything became black. Dennis opened his eyes and looked at the mirror. He was still in the bathroom with red lights in the ceiling flashing repeatedly. He felt something coming down on top of him, and he shut his eyes quickly. Then everything went black once again. He was lying face down on a bed with all fours sticking up into the air. His head was facing up towards an image of himself reflected in a mirror. His bedroom, which seemed so big now compared to then, looked like it turned into an underground bunker or something. The walls were all covered with mirrors. All along one side of that wall were beds lined up from floor to ceiling. There were some people standing beside each bed while others sat cross-legged atop it. Others stood upright and stared directly at themselves through another set of mirrors installed above their heads. They all had identical faces staring back at them while other people also stood behind them holding their arms out wide towards them as if they wanted to hug them. Although Dennis couldn't see what they looked like since both sets of mirrors showed only one person's reflection, he instinctively knew that these people weren't real. They couldn't be real because there wasn't anything behind those mirrors except empty space. And yet these people kept looking right back at him from those reflections. They didn't blink either. That meant these reflections must be showing him his own reflection somehow. But Dennis didn't want to believe this hologram version somehow existed inside or outside himself because that would mean he could be seeing himself from both sides, meaning there would have been two versions of himself running around simultaneously before getting split by time, both versions being present until some period after getting split off. This made no sense whatsoever. So Dennis simply accepted that it might be possible for someone else's conscious mind somewhere else to create such a holographic projection within itself, a projection created solely through visual information. But if someone could do this trick, then why hadn't anyone done so already? Why hadn't anyone ever thought about using holograms? How come nobody thought about this idea before? Was everyone so stupid? Dennis rubbed his face furiously against one of those metal beds until blood came pouring out onto the mattress below him. Then someone picked him up by his legs and slammed down onto another one immediately afterwards, making Dennis scream, "Oh, ow, ow." His vision blurred once again. He woke up on a metal table with his stomach exposed. He saw many men wearing white robes standing around looking down upon him sheepishly, as well as two girls wearing white robes who were operating machinery over near where he was laying awake in pain. One girl held some kind words for Dennis, "Hey buddy, you're awake finally." "That's great," replied another girl who just happened to look exactly like her but wore different clothes including stockings instead her skirt. Her voice sounded just like her too. It seemed she wasn't talking directly to Dennis herself though, but rather indirectly through some sort of telepathy system involving sound waves bouncing off telepathic waves across space. She began speaking aloud, "What should we name you guys? We can call you soldiers or archers or even knights, eh?" Someone answered her back saying, "I think we should name ourselves after our master." A man answered confidently stating, "And I think we should name ourselves after our mistress." Another man responded saying, "Do whatever thou wilt shall be the whole thereof." As soon as everybody heard those words though, somebody shouted out loudly interrupting everyone else's response, "Let us not bicker amongst each other anymore." Everyone stopped what they were doing immediately afterwards while staring at the man who spoke. "Let us not bicker amongst each other anymore." Although everyone agreed to agree on something, nobody could tell what it was they agreed upon. Everyone simply stared in awe at the man who said, "Let us not bicker amongst each other anymore." And then somebody else asked, "Who are you?" The man responded saying, "I am Master. I am called Master." He added Master to his name for no reason whatsoever because everybody knew that he was already their master. They didn't want to argue with him further, so they just left things as they were. Dennis looked down towards his stomach and saw a large metal plate implanted into it. It looked like some kind of device or prosthetic that he had seen used before when someone had had a broken arm. It was probably attached with something so he couldn't move it no matter how hard he tried. The metal plate felt cold and heavy on Dennis' bare skin. He thought about removing himself from the table, but found that impossible since there wasn't any such thing as gravity here wherever this place might be. This must be some kind of dream or hallucination, right? He began looking around for an exit, but couldn't find one. Then suddenly everything went dark once again while all fours stuck up into the air. He heard screams coming from everywhere. Screams which sounded somewhat familiar, screams of girls screaming in pain? But then again, where would these girls come from if this place wasn't real? Perhaps this was another hologram projection created by somebody's consciousness somewhere else. But then why didn't anyone notice anybody else's consciousness here? Why did everyone think this place was real? If nobody believed in anything outside themselves, then why did everyone believe in their own minds instead? And if everybody believed their own minds were reality, even though the only people believing they existed were themselves, then what happened when someone died and disappeared forever into oblivion? Did those people disappear forever or merely shift off into another part of reality where nobody would ever notice them again? Or both at once, maybe? Or neither one nor neither one nor neither one? That made no sense whatsoever. So Dennis shut up after thinking about all those questions, because otherwise he would have kept talking about them until morning when time itself ended. That seemed like an extremely stupid idea anyway, since even after thinking about them so much, Dennis still continued to think those questions might make sense somehow sometime during tomorrow night when time itself ended. After everything stopped moving for a while, though, there came sounds of voices arguing back and forth amidst static noise emanating throughout space. These voices sounded somewhat familiar yet unfamiliar at the same time too, because somehow they made him feel disconnected from reality, although these voices weren't really connected directly to him anyway. That meant these voices must be coming from somewhere outside himself, but within his mind, meaning something like radio waves bouncing off telepathic waves across space. To satisfy himself that these were real noises rather than emanating purely inside his head, Dennis grabbed onto a rag hanging on a nearby wall with both hands while bending over slightly towards its direction, trying hard not to touch any mirrors above him along either side. This is a real experience, he told himself. This is a real experience.
Kiranaja Noise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.